So my name is Lauren Graham. I am an internist in Grinnell. I'm the medical staff president, and I don't know what my other title is, COVID queen, COVID coordinator. I don't know. We've joked about it quite a few. I think medical director of our COVID-19 response. The good news is that where we are in Grinnell has not been terribly affected yet, but we are a regional medical center, so we're seeing kind of most folks that we see are from Tama County. So there's a big outbreak to the north of us in a county that doesn't have a medical facility located in its county, so some of its residents come here. I mean, I think one of the things we're learning about this and need to be learning quicker is that, this isn't a local response, it's a regional response, it's a state response, it's a national response, and how do we all work together? We are expecting an increase. The meat packing plant has, I think, 835 employees or something unbelievable. But most of those folks are younger, healthier working folks. We have had some from the Premier nursing home outbreak here. And so those are the ones that are more vulnerable, more high risk. The harder thing really is seeing patients who don't do well. Healthcare workers are all accustomed to death in some respects, but this seems to be a lot harder or more of it or more concentrated or it's just different. One big change with COVID is our visitor policy, right? So families aren't really coming in. And especially when folks are really sick or there's really hard decisions, it is just, I mean, of course we'll talk to them on the phone and they can FaceTime or Skype, but it is just different if they're here and they see what's happening. And you just feel for families. Like right now in the parking lot behind me out the window, there is, I think about 10 cars full of family members of an elder gentleman who's in the hospital and actively dying. And, they have one family member that can come in at a time, and they've traded off between two of them, to try to limit exposure and limit their protective gear and all of that. And they've been so gracious in following the rules with that. The whole family slept in their cars in the parking lot overnight because they were afraid he was going to pass away and they wanted to be here, even if here is in the parking lot. And that is just so hard. That public health goal of keeping people less infected supersedes the goal of getting to be with your loved one when they are in the worst way. In all those moments, you would always want people to be together. And I think that, like, personally is the most gut-wrenching for me, right? Like, yes, at the end of the day, I don't want my family to get it. And yes, the hours are long, and yes, the challenges are different, but you went into this to take care of people. And at least if you can't fix them, you can at least give them hope and comfort in the end. And one of the main ways you do that is by letting them be with the people you love, they love, and we just can't do that in the same way. And I think that is just probably the hardest thing that I didn't anticipate until it happens. This is not how any of us want this to be. It is how it is, but are we doing the right thing, right? Is this the right decision? And it's easy to say that it is because that's what everybody else is doing and those are the policies and we don't want to spread infection, but oh, at the end of the day, it just doesn't feel right. And that's hard.